I'm Lynn Krause-Bishop, and this is the Virtual Business Show. I was approached by a US-based company with a request to be on the show. I had a look into the company, the way it operates, and decided that it probably wasn't a good fit. They were an agency that contracted out what they termed virtual assistants to businesses that paid the agency around $20,000 plus a year to pair you up with a VA. That equates to a little over $31,000 Australian dollars. The VAs are Philippines-based, given healthcare, and paid, quote, double the national average as a wage. That sounds great, but the national average wage is about 290 Philippine pesos an hour, which is around about $5. This was for a full-time, dedicated, certified VA from the Philippines. The first question that raised for me was, certified by who? We've said countless times that ours is not a regulated industry, and there is no one certifying body. So I guess certified by the standards set by the company contracting out the said VAs. The argument for utilising their Philippines-based staff is that by hiring someone at a fraction of the cost of local employees, you'll eventually have more money to scale your business and employ a local person. Now that's a nice platitude, and I've heard it before, but over the years I have never seen this borne out in practice. Generally, scale means putting more offshore people on when you realise that you can get all that profit at a fraction of the overhead. It's worth also pointing out that none of my clients are paying me over $30,000 a year for my services, which is what the agency charges in Australian equivalent. Yet my clients get a one-on-one partner in their business dedicated to their success, who understands business practice here, laws, regulations and ethics, spends their money here, pays taxes here, and they can still scale and eventually hire a full-time person in-house or put on an additional VA. Yet my hourly rate exceeds what the agency is paying their staff. Still works out, though, less than what you'd be paying the agency. I still prefer to encourage people to use a local VA if outsourcing is your preferred option. You still get on-cost and overhead savings over regular employees. The tax they pay stays here in the economy, and let's face it, we all like good roads, education, and public health. The VA spends their money here, in-country, on goods and services that they need. So there are wider advantages and you aren't propping up another country's economy. When you're a startup or entrepreneur, if you're a sole operator, consultant or a director, you're doing every department in your business yourself because you have to. But it's not the best use of your skill set. This is where VAs come in. And as I've said over the years, you partner with a VA who takes a vested interest in your success, becomes a partner in your business working with you to achieve your goals, and who wants to see you grow. The process is that you look at what's not getting done in your business because there simply isn't enough time for you to do it, you don't want to do it, your existing staff don't want to do it, or you or your staff don't have the skills to do it. These areas become the ones that you look to outsource. You'll find that as time goes on, you'll find other areas you can outsource. And for those who are looking at more permanent support with admin tasks, getting their lives in order, calendars and inbox under control, having someone in your time zone who can make calls for you and who understands local business practices is probably your best option. Of course, whether you choose a local or offshore option for your virtual support is entirely up to you. But how did this notion that VAs are support staff you pay $5 or so an hour get started? For that answer, we have to go back to 2007, when Tim Ferriss advocated the exploitation of labour in developing countries for around $5 an hour in his book The 4-Hour Workweek, and it flew off the shelves when it was first published that year. In his foreword, Ferriss says that there is a way to get the rewards for a life of hard work without waiting until the end. Interestingly, that sounds more like there's a way to get the rewards for a life of hard work without actually doing the hard work. And as it turns out, you need people in countries willing to do that hard work for next to nothing. Whilst he was talking about individuals breaking away from the drudgery of their office lives, it was a methodology that subsequently was picked up by canny business operators in wealthy Western countries who saw the advantage of taking that model and scaling it to their advantage, setting up businesses such as the one that contacted me, hiring teams of assistants offshore that they pay relatively little to, whilst charging clients tens of thousands a year for the service. So what is the actual methodology? Megan Day of Jacobin Magazine summarised it like this, and this was back in 2018. After dozens of pages of self-help and time management clichés, such as poisonous people don't deserve your time, compile your to-do list for tomorrow no later than this evening, and find your focus and you'll find your lifestyle, Ferris finally lays out his magic bullet solution. Follow in his footsteps and become a fake expert. Expert status can be created in less than 4 weeks if you understand basic credibility indicators, he says. He then presented his regimen for aspiring charlatans. Join 2 trade organizations and read 3 top-selling books on a topic. Paraphrase and combine these ideas you encounter in your own words, then hang posters at a nearby university inviting students to a free seminar. Use that experience to give another seminar at a corporate campus. Record the seminars. Write a couple of articles for trade magazines. Put the recordings and the articles on your website. Now you're in business. But that's only half the work. The other half is even more important. Once you've set up shop, Ferris advises that you take all the work of promoting your bogus expertise and outsource it to, quote, remote assistants in the developing world for $5 an hour. These assistants will continue generating content under your banner while managing every aspect of your brand and business. All you have to do is manage them. Then, after you've got that system up and running, hire a US-based head remote assistant with whom you can easily communicate, your domestic outsourcer, to manage your remote assistants. Now your only task is managing your domestic outsourcer. Congratulations, having reached the stage of full automation, you are now working only 4 hours a week. You're rich and free to travel the world. Megan then goes on to say how the Elite Young Author's book plays to the fears, frustrations, and fantasies of the average middle-aged desk-bound office worker. She also points out that the use of the phrase full automation to describe the employment of human beings is a curious one, and I'd agree. In a Forbes article in January 2019, media and marketing strategist Michael Shine suggested that Ferris's success is due in large part to his skills as a self-promoter and self-marketer. In addition, we learn that Ferris became kickboxing champion of the world, not because he had the talent or put in the effort to get there, but because he researched the sport's rules and uncovered a technicality stating that contestants who step outside the fighting circle 3 times are disqualified. He then worked out how to position his body in such a way that his opponents stepped outside the circle and were disqualified. Here we can see Ferris walking the walk of what he suggests in the foreword of his book, that you can be rewarded for something without actually having to put in the hard work yourself. Now, there are people who think that there's absolutely nothing wrong with Ferris's model. He has advocates and he's got detractors. Clearly, the company who approached me about being on the show are an advocate of the model. The issue the VA industry has with the model is that it perpetuates the perception that virtual assistants are cheap labor, useful for exploiting to achieve your dream of emancipation from work. And that then encompasses all virtual assistants, not just the ones in developing countries. Our colleagues in the Philippines and elsewhere are having an even more difficult time struggling against the perception that they only need to work for $5 an hour. Some are even being offered as little as $2. And Rochefel Rivera, owner of professional VAs in the Philippines, has indicated that some are even being paid as low as 50 cents. While Tim Ferriss advocates the freedom of breaking away from the drudgery of the 9-to-5, something that we all aspire to, even our entrepreneur VA colleagues in developing countries, the flip side is he is encouraging the practice of keeping those developing countries in relative poverty, while he and others who follow the model live the dream. And this has unfortunately had a flow-on effect to Western virtual assistants who are constantly justifying their rate. But take another look at the process. Your first step is to basically fake it till you make it and dupe people willing to pay you for your expertise into believing that you know what you're talking about. Unfortunately, this methodology is now seen regularly in self-styled VA trainer experts who have very little in the way of real-world experience running an actual VA practice, but promise you that they can teach you how to run one and earn 6 figures in 12 months. Anyone who knows me knows that this isn't the way I do business. It's not the way I think anyone wanting to be truly successful in business should. It's all about authenticity, though there are plenty who want to follow Ferris's shortcuts to financial freedom. It's clear then that I'm not an advocate of the Tim Ferriss model of doing business. I am an advocate for VAs who are, as defined, independent business owners. The VAs provided by agencies like the one who contacted me are clearly not independent business owners, but employees outsourced on a contract basis, and therefore they do not meet the definition of a VA. It is in effect a temp agency supplying contract staff from developing countries and managing them for you as your domestic outsourcer. It's a legitimate business model, just not one that I, as an independent contractor, advocate for within my industry. There are many VAs in the Philippines who are struggling to set themselves up as entrepreneur business owners, much like VAs elsewhere around the world, who don't want to be employees and are finding it very difficult to get started, especially now with the proliferation of North American, Canadian, and other Western-owned businesses operating in their marketplace and encouraging people to hire VAs for $5 an hour or less. In the years since Ferris's book first hit the shelves, many people trying to implement his model have found that it isn't as easy as he makes out. And in many instances, business owners trying to work one-on-one with international VAs have found that they spend more time explaining things or waiting for callbacks than is worth it in the long run. Time difference factors, language barriers, cultural issues all play a part in the success or failure of the endeavor. Even natural disasters or political or other disruptions in the offshore VA's country will have an effect on the working relationship. The agency model may be the way to go, since the agency is the domestic outsourcer referred to by Megan Day in her article, if you are determined to save money by using offshore support. But I'd encourage you to do the figures, and as mentioned in other podcasts, be sure you understand any hidden costs. Times have changed. Talented VAs, even in countries like the Philippines, cost a lot more than when Tim published his book. But that doesn't mean there aren't still companies out there based in the West trying to make the model work for them. And remember, the model is working for them, just not necessarily for you. With a professional virtual assistant, you know you're getting someone who has come from a background in administration, with years of experience, and some with specialist training in their niche. They haven't just read about this on the internet. They aren't an agency like a temp agency with staff wanting the next paycheck, but a partner with a vested interest in the success of your business. This is a defining characteristic. The value a professional VA brings to you far exceeds the hourly rate charged. My clients have told me this over and over again and mentioned that the value they receive is around increased productivity, allowing them to work on client acquisition and retention, marketing, income and lead generation, even simply accountability, someone checking to make sure that they're meeting their to-do list and freeing them up from tasks they don't have the time or skills for. And if you're a professional charging your time at $200, $300, $400 an hour, how much are you costing yourself doing it all when a professional VA can get that work done more efficiently in a fraction of the time, costing you far less in the long run? As I've said before, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And agency or no, $5 an hour doesn't cut it. No one, regardless of their cost of living, can exist on that. I'd challenge Mr. Ferris and some of these agency owners to try it. Check out the podcast on Should Cost of Living Count for more discussion around this particular topic. Links to the full articles that I've mentioned in this podcast can be found on the podcast page. I'm Lynn Prowse-Bishop. Thanks so much for listening.